Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldotna City Council voted to adopt the biennial operating budget for fiscal years 2022 and 2023, which estimates property tax revenue based on a tax rate of 0.5 mils. Administration recommended no change to the current mill rate of 0.5 mils, with the projection built into the draft budget that was recently submitted to council. Alaska statute and municipal code require the council to set the mill rate levy on property tax annually prior to June 15th. Councilman Dave Carey motioned to amend Resolution 2021-023 by setting the mill rate at zero, citing the significant financial setback of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The largest bright spot has been that the federal government has opened our collective pocketbooks and sent out billions of dollars to keep our country going. The residents of Soldotna have benefited greatly by the many pockets of federal funds. The state of Alaska government has been a speedy conduit of federal funds and has particularly assisted in rent and mortgage payments for harmed individuals. We have received so far $10,178,841 in all areas of assistance in the budget.
He also mentions that the tax doesn't contribute the way it used to.
The city of Soldotna maintains a property tax based on the demographics of the city 50 years ago. Property tax does not contribute significantly anymore. Most property in Soldotna does not pay property tax. Property tax makes people not want to live in the city and is a factor against annexation. Our local businesses could lower costs if they did not have to pay property tax.
Councilwoman Lisa Parker said,
"Once you eliminate a tax, it is very difficult to put a tax back in place. We've kept our property taxes low, and I haven't heard objections from property owners that the city property taxes are exorbitant and we need to make changes."
When it came time to make a vote on the amendment to put the property tax rate at zero mils, it failed in a 3-2 vote with one excused absence. Then, council had to vote on the original resolution, which would make the mill rate at 0.5 mils, which passed on a 5-0 vote with one excused absence. The Alaska Jewish Museum responds to the swastika stickers found on its building earlier this week. Rabbi Yosef Greenberg doesn't mince words when it comes to the vandals who desecrated the Alaska Jewish Museum Thursday.
It was, kind of a average height, slim. He was face covered. His face was covered that the cameras should not catch him. Really, this is an act of a coward of coming here in the middle of the night and hiding and putting a sticker.
Anchorage police said they found a similar sticker posted at Mad Myrna's. Management of the establishment declined to discuss what happened. The Alaska Jewish Museum is tied to the Lubavitch Jewish Center of Alaska. Vandals have targeted the center reportedly in the past as well. It received one of the bomb threats made around the country in February 2017. Greenberg said,
"The Jewish people have experienced 4,000 years of persecution. We are very good at that. This will not deter us. This will not bring us down."
Greenberg hopes that police find the person responsible.
Whenever you see something like that, which is intolerance, what the response is to be with to increase tolerance, to increase goodness and kindness in the world.
Meanwhile, in Anchorage, the FBI released a statement regarding the stickers, saying that they're aware of the incident and they are in regular contact with the Anchorage Police Department. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.